I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving to the Kursk region near Ukraine in what he called a dangerous and destabilizing development.
The evidence now suggests that North Korea has sent around 10,000 soldiers to train in eastern Russia. And some of these DPRK troops have already moved closer to Ukraine.
Austin spoke Wednesday as concerns grow about Pyongyang's deployment of troops to Russia. A new push to wind down the Middle East wars face familiar challenges, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. and other mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip, circulating new proposals to wind down the conflict during the Biden administration's final months. Senior White House officials Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein will visit Israel on Thursday for talks on possible ceasefires in both the areas and the release of hostages held by Hamas, according to an unnamed official. Negotiations on both fronts have been stalled for months, and none of the warring parties have shown any sign of backing down from their demands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has warned Israel against any attempts to dismantle the UN agency that is a lifeline for Palestinians in Gaza. The UN's most powerful body released a statement Wednesday calling the agency, known as UNRWA, the backbone of all humanitarian response in Gaza. Council members expressed quote-unquote grave concern at legislation adopted by Israel's parliament on Monday banning UNRWA from operating in the Palestinian territories, Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says she will represent all Americans after President Joe Biden's remark on Trump supporters and garbage, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vice President Harris has tried to blunt the controversy over President Biden's rhetoric. The president criticized a recent Donald Trump rally where a comedian described Puerto Rico as an island of garbage. The president said the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. He and the White House rushed to explain he was talking about the rhetoric itself, not Trump's backers. But Trump seized on it, remembering Hillary Clinton bashing half his backers 8 years ago.
She said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
This morning.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Harris says once elected,
I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Local authorities said Wednesday at least 95 people were killed in floods in Spain's Valencia region following torrential rains on Tuesday that left roads and towns submerged. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The death toll appears to be Europe's worst from flooding since 2021, when almost 200 people died, mainly in Germany. Scientists say extreme weather events in the region are becoming more frequent due to climate change. Meteorologists think the warming of the Mediterranean, which increases water evaporation, plays a key role in making torrential rains more severe.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Botswanan President Mgwetsi Masisi has defended the country's electoral body amid criticism of its preparedness with Wednesday's early voting. Kwandisi Dube reports from Gaborone, Botswana.
Masisi, who voted in his home village of Moshupa, southwest of Gaborone, says he's content with the conduct of the Independent Electoral Commission. The electoral body has faced criticism from opposition parties on how it has handled the pre-election period. Early voting faced challenges, including some polling stations opening late. President Masisi says the time spent at the polling stations could be improved through a digital voting system. The elections come as the country faces an economic downturn due to weak global diamond sales. The opposition has criticized Masisi's party for failing to provide solutions. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.